COVID-19 is hitting small businesses hard. Lucy's Coffee and Tea has been a Birmingham staple on University Boulevard for more than 25 years. Earlier this week, Lucy Bonds announced she's closing her coffee shop for good. Bonds tells me she had a gut feeling in mid-March as the coronavirus began to spread.
People were starting to talk about things changing and stuff, but we all agreed at the shop that we would go to work on Monday and just be there. But I'm telling you, that day, I could just feel it. I mean, my business was just like nothing compared to a regular day. You know, UAB was already like talking about working from home and the dental school, they weren't going to be there. And, you know, nobody was going to go stay at the Hilton Hotel right there on the corner. So I swear I could feel it that day that it was just a big shift. So on that day, I told my employees that they were laid off right then, you know, and just to start that unemployment thing. And I decided just to ball up and just see if I could have enough money in my bank account to see how things would unfold. But they didn't unfold very well, as we can all see. I just decided, I knew that it was going to be a long time before it was ever normal down there. And I just decided I couldn't do it, you know, financially, emotionally, physically. I just decided it was best to take my 27 years and pack them up and go do something else.
In a recent Facebook post, you mentioned how you enjoyed walking around your coffee shop and hearing people talk in different languages. Let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, your shop has had people from all over the world.
Yeah, I know that a lot of people felt like that was their home away from home, and people were from all kinds of different countries across the world, but they knew that when they came into the coffee shop that they would be welcome there, and everybody was welcome there. If you didn't have any money, you know, it was okay. If you were big scientist, you know, real important person at UAB, it was okay. I mean, everybody came together there, and really and truly, I mean, I could walk and I could hear people talking in the scientific language and I couldn't understand what they were saying, you know, or French or Italian or, you know, Korean. I mean, there were just people everywhere sharing that space in there together.
What are some of your fondest memories at the coffee shop?
Well, one was my party when Starbucks left next door, and we had a big old celebration about that. And then a friend of mine brought her projection system, and we watched Obama's inauguration, and we set up chairs in there, and it was full and exciting and bustly, and we just kind of quit working all day so we could enjoy that experience together. We've had all kinds of fun little things. We would have special activities, art shows, some concerts there. I mean, here's another one. This couple, I didn't even know them, but they loved coffee, and they asked if they could get married in my coffee shop.
Wow.
I mean, seriously, they were not my customers, and she, the bride, was surprising the groom, who was the coffee lover extraordinaire. And so she had all these people there in her bridal gown, and she got married one afternoon at the coffee shop.
And speaking of weddings, I mean, you met your husband at the coffee shop as well.
I did. So he, where Starbucks eventually came, he had New York Bagel there, and I would buy bagels from him, and he would deliver the bagels out of the back door. And we just started our romance there, and he's been like a rock for me during all of this because he knows how much it means to me, and we met all of our dearest friends there.
A lot of great memories there.
Yep.
What's next for you?
For right now, I'm working with my friend Will Shepherd. He owns a pet supply store here in Avondale, and he actually used to work at the shop. And then I've been making and selling soup at this farm stand in Irondale. And, you know, I might try to run with the soup thing a little bit. I've got to figure out a steady income, but I think I just need to relax for a couple of weeks and deal with the stuff in the shop before I really concentrate on what I want to do next.
Lucy, thanks so much for talking to me today. I appreciate it.
I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much, Janae.